something a little bit different tonight. We like doing all things Western Australian on this show. And Money News is pleased to welcome in studio Basil Karampilis, who is the CEO of Clearview PV Technologies. Hello, Basil.
Good evening, Caroline. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, what I was going to say was I can hear people saying, what is Clearview PV Technologies? Well, I hear you all ask. Well, what I'm pleased to tell our listeners is that this is a company that was conceived, developed and commercialised right here in Western Australia. The head office is based in Perth and its US headquarters is in Silicon Valley. Now, Clearview Technologies is creating local employment and helping Australia on a national scale fulfil all our climate pledges, but on a local level, you are way ahead of the pack. Now, you are based in North America because at the moment, Clearview PV Technologies is an advanced building materials company that essentially turns glass into electricity when possesses exceptional insulation properties. And you're actually a recognised global leader in the development of building integrated photovoltaic solutions. There you go. It's incredible, though, isn't it?
You know, I joined the company about 9 months ago. And when I first had discussions with the team here, Victor Rosenberg, who's our chairman here in Perth, I had not heard that this type of technology was available. I had been involved in solar before, and the holy grail had always been to be able to get fully transparent windows that could actually generate electricity. Previously, everything was tinted or had some type of applique applied to it that reduced the transparency. So this really is a game changer.
It is. And Clearview PV Technologies, you're the only company that, as you say, builds the only fully transparent solar window. And what this means is that decarbonisation of buildings is able to happen. Now, we all hear about decarbonisation, and America is slightly ahead of Australia in this. In fact, I've heard you talk before that, you know, there's a local law 97 in New York City that 50,000 buildings have to decrease their carbon footprint by January 2024. Otherwise, the building owners will face huge fines. Now, there's no plans of that here in Australia, but we know that Australia traditionally follows the United States and the whole world ends on getting on board. But this is a form of technology where we've got so many glass buildings here in Perth and Western Australia that it's a way that you're having a lot of, what's the word, people ask you that are owning buildings, that are working in companies with buildings. We see them all in West Perth and in the CBD. This is a way that they can sort of get ahead in this decarbonisation, because if buildings are made from concrete and steel and glass, you can't retrofit all of it. But by doing the glass, you're actually generating electricity as well.
Yeah, it's really it's a virtuous cycle. And what I mean by that is, buildings are a contributor to greenhouse gases on the order of 39% of the total of greenhouse gases are actually created by buildings. And this is all because of the electricity and the generation for air conditioning and heating, et cetera. And so it's one of those things where it's sort of the elephant in the room, because you can reduce, you can have electric cars and do things like that. But buildings are such a large percentage that really needed to be tackled. And our product is really a significant piece in the puzzle to the decarbonization of buildings, which is something that hasn't been fully tackled yet because the technology wasn't ready. And the good news is now it is.
And you also employing some people from Murdoch University, some researchers as well, to be able to do this.
Absolutely. We've got Chris Lund, who's a faculty member, who's an advisor to us, and then we also have a sustainability engineer. And we have also our first greenhouse was installed at Murdoch University.
I've got to ask you the cost. So people listening to this tonight, I'd love your calls, 133-882, and you can have a chat to Basil or give us a text 0487-999-882. To use an analogy, but we saw, you know, when the Grenfell tragedy happened in Britain with the flammable cladding up, yes, and down buildings, that reverberated around the world. We saw that, you know, there were new rules and regulations put in place for buildings here. The same with this, there'd be people there that would be thinking, oh my goodness, if this is the way the world is going to go, how expensive is this going to be?
That's a terrific question. And obviously, when buildings are being designed and conceived and engineered, there's always this tug of war that goes between the features of the building and the cost of the building. And the good news is, because of the nature of our technology, we can provide windows that generate electricity that are at about a 30% cost premium to a standard window. But when you factor in the power generation capability, the superior insulating properties that will save energy, combined with the carbon footprint reduction, you get a very competitive product. And in a place like the United States, where you have a 30% investment tax credit that our product qualifies for, along with things like accelerated depreciation, you then have a product that's actually cheaper than a standard window.
So when we have a building, all right, and we're all, you know, people are driving along their home, they're listening to this, they're hopefully interested, they're going to give us a ring, 1-888-282-0487-999-882, because we can ask Basil questions as well. But if you can do this with a building, so if the building can generate electricity, is it going too far to say that if there are electric cars underneath, they'd be able to help power those cars underneath and also go to the building's running costs as well?
That's one of the really interesting opportunities we have here with the product.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity because, as you say, it's leading the way, and Clearview Technologies is C-L-E-A-R-V-U-E and then PV and then technologies, in case people are Googling it right now. It's V-U-E. V-U-E.
And our ticker's CPV.
Okay, great.
We are publicly traded here in Australia. And the interesting thing is there's really three different things we can do with the power that's generated by the windows. The power can go, as you said, into the building and power the lights or help charge the cars. You could also send it back into the grid, or you could store it on site and then provide it back to the grid at specific times when there's peak demand for power. And that gives a building owner an opportunity to actually sell that power when it's worth more. So you pull from the grid when the power is cheap, but let's say it's 3 p.m. like it was yesterday and it's 37 degrees outside.
Yes.
If I did my Celsius conversions properly.
You did.
And, you know, it's peak load for air conditioners. And my background is in not only in renewables, but electricity trading. That's a time when the price per megawatt hour could be $100, $200, $1,000 per megawatt hour. So you think about that in terms of the capacity and the revenue generating possibilities, and it's really compelling.
And let me ask you also, regardless of the age of the building, Clearview, it's allowing developers, owners, and leaseholders of the properties just the ability to command, you know, the very best in what we call this glass lamination technology as well. So it doesn't matter how old the building is.
The product can absolutely be used in a retrofit capacity, and all you're limited by is to make sure that you have the cross section available to fit what we currently have as a triple glazed product. But it absolutely can go into retrofit, and so that's definitely a possibility.
We've got Chris on the line. Good evening, Chris. Welcome to Money News.
Ah, good day, Carolee. Yeah, look, interesting topic. Look, I'm all for advancements in technology and renewable energy. I'm, you know, a bit skeptical on a lot of it, but I'm all for it. I think it's great. But just on the question of carbon footprint on buildings, look, it's concrete, and that's the elephant in the room. But nobody ever wants to talk about. Concrete is one of the biggest carbon emitters in the world. Thing is, there's nothing to replace it, and nobody wants to talk about it. They reckon about 30-40%. And I'm talking about bridges, buildings, towers, but also with the windows, the solar windows. I mean, look, my windows in my house, my house is pretty close to 40, 45 years old. The windows have never been replaced, not once. And I'm just wondering what the lifespan of these solar windows is. Is it the same as a solar panel? It means that you're going to have to replace those windows every 10 years.
Chris, that's a great question, and I can address that for you absolutely. The beauty of our product is that our technology is embedded in an interlayer between the panes of glass. Our product is manufactured just like any other IGU, integrated glass unit window, that you'll find out there on the market. And we have done what they call accelerated life cycle testing for the product. And we're confident that this product has a 30-year lifespan because it's embedded in the PVB layer. The rest of it is a standard window.
And when I spoke to you, Basil, initially, I was just as intrigued by this as well because, you know, we all say little old Perth here in Western Australia, we do punch above our weight. And now, you know, the company has expanded to Silicon Valley. You're there as the North American CEO. You're going to be making lots and lots of trips to Perth because, as you said, in the United States, they are further ahead with decarbonisation. But the interesting thing that you said to me is that for people wanting to build new buildings, as in now, people have to think about putting electric car charging, you know, points into new buildings. You know, they're retrofitting them here in Perth, but new buildings to be done. It's exactly the same as you say that when you're building a building, for people to consider, you know, the Clearview technology thing for their glass, because decarbonisation, it will happen now. And I know that you can handle this. We've had a text from somebody that has said, hello, Carolee, good evening. Another bunch of people wanting to profiteer from the hoax of needing to decarbonise, and that comes from Rob tonight. But what I would say is that, as you said to me, decarbonisation, the world is going that way. It's going to get here eventually.
Absolutely. I think the... you know, I want to go back to the point that the prior caller mentioned about concrete, and it absolutely has a carbon footprint. The beauty of what we're doing with our solar windows is that because we're generating essentially carbon credits because of the nature of the product, once there is a carbon payback of our product, you can then have carbon credits against the rest of the building.
Yeah, because otherwise, as you said, in New York, they're going to be facing a lot of fines for the buildings unless they actually decarbonize. Yeah.
And let me just provide a little detail on that, because when I'm talking about fines, I'm not talking about a parking ticket that's $100. I'm talking about buildings that may have a seven-figure fine annually of $1 million, $1.5 million. We have modeled up on a pro forma basis what the fines could be for some buildings in Manhattan. And there's a reason why that law is definitely going to be enforced, and that is because cities like New York, especially places like New York, where they're seeing an exodus of people to other places like Florida, need the tax revenues.
Had another text from Peter, and he actually says, have you got any buildings in Australia currently using your product?
We have a number of installations. We have the greenhouse at Murdoch. We also have a shopping center facade here as well. I'll actually be visiting that tomorrow. And then we have recently opened up a greenhouse in Sendai, Japan. And over in Sydney on the East Coast, we had a very innovative use of our product, which is actually a canopy system in a park. And what's interesting there is, because of the nature of our technology, the heat gain is reduced significantly under the glass, so people can be having a barbecue, as they like to do here in Australia, and you're not getting the heat from the sun through the window cuttings that are in the canopy. And then at night, the lights of the park are lit from the electricity that's been produced by the windows.
Yeah, and look, I think it's interesting, because while you're going for the commercial buildings, naturally, this will be a technology will be able to be used in homes as well.
Absolutely. We recently announced the first residential sale of the product. I believe that's in Canberra. And as we develop from triple glazed down to double glazed and single glazed, that'll increase the availability of using our product in residential applications.
Basil Karempelis, I'm going to keep you in the studio a little bit longer. We have to clear a commitment, but we've got some phone lines that have lit up, because it is an amazing story, as I said, and you're exporting technology to the world. You're on Money News. You can give me a ring, 133-882, or send me a text, 0487-999-882. The time is 7:26. And lovely to have your company tonight. It is 7:30. We're speaking with Basil Karempelis, who is the CEO of Clearview Technologies, which is a company based in Perth, and it is revolutionising the way that glass is used in buildings. We've got Ryan on the line. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Go ahead. You're talking to Basil.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Basil. Now, very interesting topic, and I think it's very good to point out how some of these lower carbon alternatives can actually help reduce the overall cost of a building. One of your earlier callers mentioned something about concrete being the elephant in the room, and I thought it might be interesting to point out that there is a lot of work going on in that space as well at the moment in terms of lower carbon concrete offerings available right now here in Perth. And it was also mentioned by Basil that the glass can potentially be carbon positive and produce some credits to offset some of the other building materials used in a structure. So I just thought I'd mention, with the concrete side of things, there are several case studies from buildings that have been developed in Perth that you can find online now that have carbon reductions in the concrete by up to 40%. And I guess then, if you're using this glass product as well, or other sustainable materials. You can offset the remaining carbon and, like you mentioned, target a carbon neutral structure.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. What we view is our solution is just one tile in the mosaic of decarbonization, and lower carbon concrete is another tile. So that's absolutely the case.
That's great. Thank you, Ryan. And on to Troy. Good evening, Troy.
Carol Lee, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? You're speaking with Basil. Yeah, yes, go for it.
How you going, Baz?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, I think make it sound like we've been friends for years. It sounds pretty good radio, doesn't it? Hey, now you coming from America, I believe in California, which has a very similar weather to us, especially in summer, the double glaze windows, you pay the normal price, but the single ones are dearer. Would your project be like that? And would you recommend this for, like, when you put solar panels on the roof, naturally they've got the sun most of the time, do you recommend that you can put them right around your house or just basically facing north?
No, that's a great question. In terms of our product, it can work on all sides of a building. Any type of direction, absolutely, you're going to get the greater production of power from certain sides. You know, the south side tends to be the best side in the northern hemisphere, but it will work around the entire building. You'll still get significant power production. You'll get consistent power production. What's interesting is versus solar panels, the technology that we use diffuses and diffracts the light. So the angle of incidence of the sun or whatever the light source is relative to our windows is not as much of an issue as it is with solar panels, which tend to try to use, you know, they're either mounted in a certain direction on the roof or in other types of installations they have tracking. We don't require that because of the way the light is diffracted to the perimeter. The non-visible light is diffracted. So that's a tremendous benefit.
Thank you, Troy. And also you're doing something interesting with bus stops as well. This is great.
Well, there's absolutely an opportunity to use this type of technology for glass surfaces like a bus shelter. So that's absolutely, you know, one of the potential applications that we have for the technology.
That's lovely. Now, I've already said that you're a recognized global leader, but hopefully this technology will be a little bit like Kleenexes to tissues.
Yeah, when we talk to people about our technology, what we hear typically is that they've never heard of something like this before, and they're amazed that it's actually commercially available, and we have commercial installations that are already measuring the performance. And so we absolutely think that Clearview can become synonymous with solar windows the way Kleenex is for tissues or Xerox is for photocopies.
Well, I know when I did my homework and found this, not only was I amazed that it was a Perth-based company, but you happened to have lobbed into town right on the day that I needed you. So it's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for spending some time with me here on Money News in our Radio 6PR studios in Perth.
No, it's a pleasure being able to speak with you and your listeners.
That's lovely. Thank you very much. And there you go. We have Basil Karempoulos, who is the CEO of Clearview Technologies. And, of course, that is an ASX 200 listed stock exchange company.